Similar banking restrictions were the subject of a 2014 lawsuit filed by medical marijuana dispensary Allgreens LLC against the IRS. The IRS does not accept tax payments in cash, putting dispensaries, which are often unable to open bank accounts, in a bind, as Allgreens pointed out. The taxpayer is unable to secure a bank account due to the nature of its business. With no bank account and no access to banking services, the taxpayer is simply incapable of making the payments electronically, explained Allgreens attorney Rachel Gillette. She added that the IRS suggested the firm pay a third party to deliver the taxes, a suggestion that seems to amount to tacit IRS approval of money laundering. The threat of selective federal enforcement was accentuated in 2013 when Obama's drug czar, Gil Kerlikowske, repeatedly stated the administration had a zero-tolerance policy toward drug use, and federal efforts to punish pot smokers reached new heights of absurdity. In October 2013, Angela Kirking, an Illinois face painting artist, was awakened in her home by agents of the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, with guns drawn. "They were in full attack mode, came at me, guns raised, flashlights, just like you see in the movies," Kirking said. Her crime? 3 weeks earlier, she had purchased a bottle of organic fertilizer from a nearby garden store, being monitored by the DEA for persons buying hydroponic equipment, which could be used to grow pot. The raid, consisting of 4 DEA agents and 5 Shorewood, Illinois police officers, included a thorough search of Kirking's household trash, where one officer claimed he detected a strong odor of green cannabis. Further searching revealed 9.3 grams of pot, a small quantity for personal use, in the woman's art room. The raid raises troubling questions about the threshold of evidence required for law enforcement to obtain a warrant to search private property. The odor angle may see increased use by police as more states legalize pot. Denver, for example, recently passed an odor ordinance with a hefty fine of up to $2,000 for polluting the air. In an effort to settle arguments over whether smoking pot in one's own home violates the law, the city defined smoking as an offense when the smoke is mixed with 7 times the volume of clean air, creating a strong odor. Ben Siller, a member of Denver's Department of Environmental Health, moves about town with an olfactometer, a device to check if the smell of marijuana is breaking the odor law. Many feel the law itself stinks.